Chapter 3. Have interested her. Really, he cried, this is most extraordinary. Those people have something on their minds. We sat in the light of the window, and her father prowled about the terrace, with his hands behind his back and his head drooping. The white-haired lady came to the dining room window twice, to look at us, I am certain. The other guests began to go away and still we sat there. Apparently these people are staying with the Dunsters. It was old Mrs. Dunster who put an end to the thing. The father and the aunt circled about, as if they were afraid of interfering with the girl. Then she got up all at once, gave me her hand, and said she hoped she would see me again. While he was speaking, Renauert saw again the sway of her figure in the movement of grace and strength, felt the pressure of her hand, heard the last accents of the deep murmur that came from her throat, so white in the light of the window, and remembered the black rays of her steady eyes passing off his face when she turned away. He remembered all this visually, and it was not exactly pleasurable. It was rather startling, like the discovery of a new faculty in himself. There are faculties one would rather do without such, for instance, as seeing through a stone wall, or remembering a person with this uncanny vividness. And what about those two people belonging to her with their air of expectant solicitude? Really, those figures from home got in front of one. In fact, their persistence in getting between him and the solid forms of the everyday material world had driven Renauert to call on his friend at the office. He hoped that a little common, gossipy information would lay the ghost of that unexpected dinner party. Of course, the proper person to go to would have been young Dunster, but he couldn't stand Willie Dunster, not at any price. In the pause, the editor had changed his attitude, faced his desk, and smiled a faint, knowing smile. Striking girl, eh? He said. The incongruity of the word was enough to make one jump out of the chair. Striking. That girl striking. STRI. Dot dot exclamation point, but Renauert restrained his feelings. His friend was not a person to give oneself away to. And, after all, this sort of speech was what he had come there to hear. As, however, he had made a movement, he resettled himself comfortably and said, with very creditable indifference, that yes, she was, rather. Especially amongst a lot of overdressed frumps. There wasn't one woman under 40 there. Is that the way to speak of the cream of our society? The top of the basket, apostrophe as the French say, the editor remonstrated with mock indignation. You aren't moderate in your expressions, you know. I express myself very little, interjected Renauert seriously. I will tell you what you are. You are a fellow that doesn't count the cost. Of course you are safe with me, but will you never learn? Dot, dot, what struck me most, interrupted the other, is that she should pick me out for such a long conversation. That's perhaps because you were the most remarkable of the men there. Renauert shook his head. This shot doesn't seem to me to hit the mark, he said calmly. Try again. Aren't you believe me? Oh, you modest creature. Well, let me assure you that under ordinary circumstances it would have been a good shot. You are sufficiently remarkable. But you seem a pretty acute customer too. The circumstances are extraordinary. By Jove, they are. He mused. After a time the planter of Malata dropped a negligent, and you know them. And I know them, assented the all-knowing editor, soberly, as though the occasion were too special for a display of professional vanity. A vanity so well known to Renauert, that its absence augmented his wonder and almost made him uneasy, as if portending bad news of some sort. You have met those people? He asked. No. I was to have met them last night, but I had to send an apology to Willie in the morning. It was then that he had the bright idea to invite you to fill the place, from a muddled notion that you could be of use. Willie is stupid sometimes. For it is clear that you are the last man able to help. How on earth do I come to be mixed up in this whatever it is? Renauert's voice was slightly altered by nervous irritation. Only arrived here yesterday morning. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.